Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us on this 12th day of May, 2009. It is a Tuesday. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours, and I have swept the decks clean. No guest today because I want to have wide open phones for the full 4 hours. There is a lot to talk about. There are a host of vitally important news stories that I want to go over. The mainstream media has now picked up on the article that Kurt Nemo did back on Saturday, dealing with a new bill introduced that states if you're on the violent radicalization list, that the attorney general will be able to ban you owning firearms without a conviction, without an arrest, without an indictment, and without any evidence. Now, remember, they have a separate bill introduced where the attorney general can ban any firearm type he wishes. It just gives him imperial godlike power. And also, they're saying that they have a new bill introduced where if you hurt someone's feelings, the feds decide if it's hurt someone's feelings, it actually says hurt their feelings, and that you will be indicted federally for your free speech. I mean, we need some master article written by Kurt Nemo or Paul Watson or Steve Watson or Aaron Dykes or one of our people that just goes through all of the insanity that's going on, because any one of these issues is earth-shaking tyranny, just red flag, rogue government, totally criminal, totally illegitimate. But when you put them all next to each other, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of these things that are going on, it is just mind-blowing that all of this is actually going on and happening. Now, remember White House Chief of Staff. In fact, guys, cue that up. It's actually in the Obama deception. The Obama deception is like a chronicle of their entire agenda and what they're going to do. And you know, this thing was literally just released 2 months ago, a month and a half ago, and people are seeing it going, this thing is like totally up to date and pertinent because they have expanded the agenda we expose in the film. So it's people who watch it say it's like watching the nightly news, but with analysis, because we say this is what they're going to do, and now they've done everything we said they would do. I mean, it's just devastating. Because people go, wait a minute, they just laid out this whole plan. People kept saying, how are you criticizing him? He's only been in office a month when you released this film. We know all his advisors. We know what he said his policies would be. We had all the statements, and we had this film. We were working on this film to, you know, until a week or so before it was released. And so it has just all the latest up-to-date stuff. I don't know, I'm already going off ranting about it. It's just they are moving against the Republic. They are engaged in high treason at every level. The Republicans are just as much involved as the Democrats. And the enemy is coming in like a flood against the Republic right now. But you know, Kurt Nemo wrote a great story about this when he was sent the bill by a listener. You know, we're the folks that are linking to the bill that where they say if you make somebody feel bad, hurt their feelings, you're going to be federally charged with a felony. And then it gets picked up by all the rest of the media. That's the power of this show, is the listeners who are activists. It's a huge audience, and you're active. And so we can push into kind of the libertarian or right-wing or liberal media and then into the mainstream media anything we want now. And that is what's exciting. We're kind of like the frontline watchdogs here, ladies and gentlemen, yipping and yapping and then waking up some of the bigger dogs. And it's just amazing to see all of this going on. But ladies and gentlemen, the establishment is moving like never before seen against all of our freedoms, and it's all coming up today. Also, new torture photos being released by Obama. What's really behind that? A gag order on any brass in the military speaking to Congress. That is totally unconstitutional, violation of the separation of powers. Scientists want to have vaccine corn to force you to take the flu shot. It's all coming up.
We at Life Change T would like to set the record straight. Yes, there is a swine flu, but unfortunately, the mass media is overstating and embellishing the facts. There are less than 300 deaths worldwide, and this is not a number for pandemic. Will Life Change T help you? Yes, but please realize fear causes panic. Remember, no fear. Get smart, get healthy, get the tea. You can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Get the facts, get prepared, get the tea.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Said no guest today, but things are fluid here and change. Joyce Riley, a longtime Genesis host here on the network, she had a lady call into her show with the police raiding her house, even though she owned the property. And then it would happen right as Joyce was going off the air. So Joyce stayed on the line with the network. She's in outside Versailles, Missouri, but the network's in Minnesota. So the lady stayed on the line at Genesis as the police kicked down the door, as they came in, and as they hung up the phone. And I'm told this is a pretty shocking audio. It has never before been heard. And when I get ready at home, and I show up about 20 minutes before airtime, generally here. And when I came in, they ran up to me, the producer said, "We've been trying to call you. This whole thing happened about 40 minutes ago." And I just said, "Get me more facts. Get me more details." So we're going to do that either at the bottom of the hour, next hour, only so I can talk to Joyce and find out, or talk to John, because some of this was on air, and find out what's going on so that I can assess what's happening from my perspective. so I can talk about this from my perspective, and so I can gauge it. So we'll talk to Joyce, and we appreciate her calling us this information. All over the nation, this has been going on for 2 years, as repossessions accelerate. People are now becoming homeless in massive numbers. I'm now seeing clean-cut families on the streets of Austin. And if they go to the shelters, the CPS is there, and in almost every case, takes your children. So if you become homeless, they will take your children. And then now, all over the country, cities and states, New York, California, other places are announcing rent for homeless. They are arresting homeless. You can't sleep in an alley. You can't sleep on a park bench. You can't sleep in a tent on government land in a state park. Out of the way, they come and arrest you, and they take you to a FEMA-paid-for facility. Hawaii, California, New York, and then they charge you rent. And they say, oh, no, you're not forced labor. We're just charging you rent, so you have to work. So all of this is being announced as I told you it would be. This is how they did it in Germany and Russia and China. It's always the same. I remember Michael Savage 4 or 5 years ago going, arrest anyone that disagrees with the war. Because when you protest the war, you're a terrorist because you're aiding terrorists. And then I remember seeing the Deputy Attorney General of California in the Oakland Tribune saying the same thing. We're banning protest in California against the war. This was in 2004, 1 year into it, and we're now 6+ years into it, because they're fighting Al-Qaeda in Iraq, and when you protest the war, you're with Al-Qaeda. And then Savage pushed for the Sedition Act and said arrest anybody. And then now notice Savage is banned from England, and they're arresting people in England that criticize the open border. See, this is how it works, folks. The left takes the rights away, and the right takes the lefts away, and between that, everybody is slaves. And the globalists control the left and the right. But I'm digressing, ladies and gentlemen. I'm literally at information overload these days. You know, I promised to open the show up and take your calls. Randall, Wilson, Mike, Josh, George, others. And I'm going to do just that. I've been getting a lot of emails, and so is Jason Burmes, who does a show 9 to midnight here out of the InfoWars studios on Genesis, saying we're liars about the military and military contractors raping children under orders. So today, I've been saying the last few shows I do this, and I've just run out of time. Today, coming up later in the next hour, I'm going to do a news report on this. I'm going to play congressional hearings where Rumsfeld doesn't deny that Dyncorp and Halliburton kidnapped children in mass. And I am going to go over Salon, New Yorker Magazine, ABC News, with the Army's own report about how the CIA ordered the jail guards. And, of course, they profiled them. They hired them, federal guards that had lost their jobs for raping people and abuse in prisons, sickos. You know, Jeffrey Dahmers that are smart enough to not just grab kids off the street, they're smart enough to get a badge. They're smart enough to get a uniform. You know, smart psychopaths. You take basic psychology, they'll teach you. The intelligent psychopaths, those that have a higher IQ and are more controlled, I guess the term is controlled psychopath, they want power. They want a badge. They want a gun. And they get them. And they take over almost every nation, and that's why the world is in slavery and darkness and pain, because good people lie on their fat butts and let psychos take over. Is it because good people are cowards? Is it because we're domesticated, we're lulled to sleep, we're taught to lay down and take it? I don't know what it is, but I'm not laying down and taking any of it from this dirtbag, rogue, illegitimate government. I'm done. And I don't care what the media says about me. I don't care what they make up about me. You know, if somebody we hire infiltrates us and tries to set us up criminally, that's on their heart and their soul. I didn't do anything wrong. You're a bunch of criminals. The government is criminal. It is illegitimate, period. Their crimes are so horrible, I can't even begin to try to explain it. And I'm just sick of the public. large segments of it, that have woken up to the government's lying and corrupt, but they buy into all the COINTELPRO bull to attack me that I'm a Scientologist or I work for the Vatican or I work for Israel, and you know, and then they'll mix all the lies together, which are just ridiculous. Instead of ever responding about real issues and spending time warning people about vaccines or open borders or the New World Order agenda or brain scanners going in airports or how the public schools have been turned into brainwashing camps or how the CPS is, I mean, you know, on the issue of children being abused by the state, it's come out and it's even been on CNN that 4,000 plus children come up missing every year that are in government custody in Florida alone, and they find them in Saudi Arabia, and they find them in other nations, and they find them in slave brothels, and they find them dead. And then it turns out that every major director of the CPS in Florida turns out to be a convicted pedophile. Well, of course, it's a pedophile guild. Who do you think the globalists hire to go out and kidnap Christian, mainly, that's who they target, children, and then ship them to slave camps? Remember, WorldNet Daily reporting on slave cruise lines where they have prostitutes and slave children on them and Bill Clinton administration people being on them. You can't make this stuff up. I mean, every time I read this stuff, I can't believe what I'm even reading. Then I have congressional testimony on it, and I can't believe it. And I can't believe these people just sit up there with straight faces. These are killers, ladies and gentlemen. It's a religion to feed on us and abuse us. But you take the Texas Youth Commission, and you know it comes out that every major juvenile justice facility, including the CPS facilities, it's the same in Michigan, California, Florida. I mean, you see it everywhere. The same story. It's all federally run, all federally financed, all federal guidelines. Where they've stole, they steal so many children, folks. They warehouse them and make little, you know, two-year-old babies live in drawers. At CPS bureaucratic facilities with snot all over them. You know, they die and they just take little dead bodies and, you know, say, oh, the parents, you know, did this to them even though they'd had the kid for 2 weeks, you know, in the facility, not even feeding them, and they die. And then they go indict the parents after they kill them. And it turned out the Texas Youth Commission en masse was openly raping children and videotaping it, and that the parking lots were filled with judges and police and local pedophile rings that run most cities. Literally, that it's a pedophile guild that runs everything. People talk about it's this group, it's that group. I'll tell you, it's a bunch of devil worshiping pedophiles. You want to know who runs things? That's who runs things. You know, devil worshipers. They like to sacrifice kids. What is that? It's the ultimate expression of attacking innocence, of being ruthless, of trying to burn out their souls, trying to prove how ruthless they are. And then I saw it in the news that they don't even mention the fact that they've set up a new state agency for child welfare, and that they supposedly set it up to counter what was going on in the state already. But then they took all the new funding that the legislature just funded, and they're saying they're going to put out task forces to steal more innocent people's children. See, that's back when CNN was reporting on that in Florida. I said, you watch, folks. They're going to come out and say we need more funding to stop what's happening with the abuse of children at government hands. And that's what they did. And then I had that article here in my stack. Oh, it doesn't matter. It's all over Texas News about, guys, do a search on me about new state agency for child welfare in Texas. Just give me that. I had it here in the stack, and now it's not here. So I wanted to, nothing about why they set up the agency. Nothing about the Texas Youth Commission and all the horrible things it did. It's all about how American and Texas parents are bad, and the state's got to go out and grab their children, when the state's five times more likely, in the Justice Department's own numbers, to abuse children than any other group. Again, the state is evil. The state is corrupt. The state has been fully taken over by criminals and degenerate scum at the higher levels. And now they're taking over the mid and low levels and getting all their people in place and telling us torture and secret arrest is good to sell everybody on a full-bore terror, a red terror in America.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power, a gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying.
By the way, a bunch of YouTube channels, and I mean a bunch of them,
there's far too many of you dying.
Got shut down.
You know.
Yesterday, and I even talked to some of the We Are Change folks, and they had one shut down, and they don't even give them a copyright violation. They just basically say no Alex Jones. So now the YouTube situation has turned into open censorship and open season, because they've figured out in the establishment we are reaching millions and millions of people a week on YouTube alone. That is coming up, and Google announced yesterday, we've confirmed this, First, they hid Google Video. First, they took down all our videos as number one. We were always number one. One of our videos, you know, was always, you know, in the top five, but routinely number one. They would take those down. They would just freeze them till they dropped out of the top 100. Or they would erase them and then never even give us a notice. Say, oh, it's a mistake. It was always our videos. And now Google Video has just announced, there's no longer going to be any uploading to Google Video, a hugely popular function. We're suspending everyone who has Google video accounts. You no longer can use them. So we're going to get into that later in the show. New torture photos being released by Obama. They're going to release the lighter ones. That's what happened last time. This is being done as a political stunt. They're continuing the torture, continuing the secret arrest, continuing no right for detainees. This is a political stunt to further politicize things and hurt the Republican Party itself so the Democrats get an even bigger supermajority and further destroy separation of powers. Speaking of separation of powers, Heritage Foundation reporting, so is the Associated Press, Defense Department gag order on all brass. Not allowed to talk to the press and not allowed to talk to Congress. Robert Gates, has made them. By the way, you can't, under law, compel anybody in the military to, you know, waive their rights if something isn't classified to the media or to the public, and you certainly can't keep them from talking to Congress, even in classified meetings. So first they tell Congress, PDD 51 on the cover page, the accompanying executive order, states the president now runs all national security emergencies. Congress has no oversight and no involvement and has no say in anything here in the future. And members of Congress came out and said, this is martial law. And the head of the Homeland Security Committee, after different members of his committee for months tried to get it, came out and said, this is unbelievable. Congress is co-equal to the president. We have the highest security clearance. We need to see all of PDD 51. But this executive order and the accompanying presidential decision directive states on the cover page that he's basically a dictator. For any financial emergency, any other emergency, Congress, the governors, you know, the John Warner Defense Authorization Act dovetails with that. This looks like martial law. And they said, hey, sit down, shut up. We run things now. Well, now Congress, five congressmen, this just broke over the weekend, five different congressmen have gone public, including Republicans, like three of the five are Republicans, saying, you can't put a gag order on all brass. In fact, they always have to swear to tell the whole truth, nothing but the truth. And, of course, the Pentagon's a giant stealing cash machine of around $1.5 trillion a year, not counting black budget. That's another $800 billion. So we're talking $2-plus trillion. What would that be? $2.3 trillion and growing, not counting all the cocaine and heroin money, another $400 billion a year they're making. And, you know, the generals are a revolving door with the multinational defense contractors. Halliburton gets $15 million for blue tarps they put up, one blue tarp, $15 million. It's just incredible. And so they're saying that now Congress can't talk to the brass. I mean, this government is so rogue, so criminal, so evil. And they're telling Congress, sit down and shut up, or it'll all come out who your mistresses and hookers are. It'll all come out when you were 35, 36, 37 years old, you know, when you were the mayor or whatever, that you did A, B, and C. You know, that's why they admit the Pentagon's given out over $70 billion, last time I checked, to privates and captains and sergeants. You know, they give colonels over $1 million a year on the side, and they say, what's this for? And these big pallets of cash. And they said, it's just for doing a good job. But later they come back to them and go, now listen, you took the money too. Now, you mark down that missile system was used in combat. You fill out a fake report. Well, that's illegal. Do you want us to kill you? Do you know how many officers we've killed? We've got a private Merc team that'll come in here and then kill your whole family. Do you understand? Yes, sir. I'll do whatever you say. Okay. By the way, do I get an extra couple hundred grand? No, you don't. You never get money again. You work for us now. You got it? We got cocaine you're going to ship.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. You might not be able to spell Constitution, but you sure know how important it is. You might not be missing any shirts from your closet, but you have given the shirt off your back hundreds of times. You might not understand the thousands of laws that exist, but you do live by the Ten Commandments. You might not know who the bad guys are or what you should be complaining about, but you do know what to be thankful for. You might not be looking for a government handout, but you do know how to lend a helping hand. eFoodsDirect.com. There might be a lot that you don't know, but you do know that you want to take care of your family. eFoodsDirect.com. You might not be able to own a farm, but you can have the food that came from one. eFoodsDirect.com, 800-409-5633. We're thankful for the chance to lend a hand with food for you and your family. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com, or call 800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, we're here live, ladies and gentlemen. Coming up, we'll get to Randall, Wilson, Mike, Josh, George, and many, many others that are holding wide open phones throughout the show. I'm going to detail why Obama's releasing new, quote, abuse photos. It's really torture photos. And what the psyop there is coming up. Also, they're putting a gag order on all commissioned officers, not even be able to talk to Congress now. Total violation of the separation of powers. The executive is becoming an open public dictatorship. The institution, the titular heads, the figureheads, come and go. Okay, it's kind of like the paint job on a Mack truck, but it's still the same truck, the same vehicle. Kind of like a bird grows new feathers every year and molts. And it molts off the George W. Bush and then puts on the feathers of Barack H. Obama. There's another parallel or parable or analogy. You know, something we've been following the last 2 years. This is breaking news here. This is an exclusive and a very sad exclusive. I have been seeing the reports and reading in the different journals, mainline fraud journals that report on fraud, with mortgage companies coming in when houses are paid in full. Generally, they target lower middle class or blue collar people or elderly, and they take their land. In fact, we found out about a city scam. Just giving you some background so this is in context. When I first got on the air in 1995, this is the type of issues I did video reports on. And a lot of those are online now today, have been recently re-uploaded to the web. To the different video channels. And at first we were wondering, why is it always an old man or woman, after they have surgery in the hospital, suddenly they have their house taken? And it was Roland Ellingston and all these other old people. Then it happened to my grandparents. My grandfather had had a heart attack, and suddenly they were saying there was a creek behind their house that wasn't even their property, but that they had to clean out the fallen limbs from that had come down the creek that weren't theirs, or it was $2,000 a day fines. And in just a week or two, it was over $14,000. And I then discovered a pattern that all these people have been in a city hospital, and that they have health department computers by law that they were putting their data into, and the nurses didn't know. That was then being shared out to a corrupt unit within the police force that is willing to go up and arrest old people off their front porches. Now, Roland Ellingston, veteran, a retired arborist, he lived on West 37th Street, where those little three-bedroom houses were going for $500,000 if they were broken down, $1 million if they were nice. He owned two houses side by side on 37th Street. He'd had colon cancer surgery, was down to look like a concentration camp victim. They were giving him $2,000 a day fines for three-inch grass. So I went out and showed the three-inch grass. I then went and I showed the health department that had three-foot grass. And it got picked up by the Austin American Statesman. It was a big news story. I went to the city council people's houses and showed they had taller grass. That was my first experience getting death threats and pulling out of my house and having cops pull me over, pulling out of my apartments. And again, most of the cops weren't involved. These are criminal units they have within. This is mafia. The local judges here, as you've now seen around the country, get paid bounties for how many kids they put in the juvenile justice centers. It's totally illegal on the face of it. I mean, you're late to class three times, they charge you with truancy, and then they make you waive your rights and sign on to probation. Next time you're, and it's not even a violation, it's not even truancy, you go to jail. Because they're getting federal money for all the prisoners they've got, and they've got private juvie halls and others that then pay kickbacks and open political contributions. I mean, it's just mob, boss hog, everything. Now, I have confirmed, and it's been all over the news, I'm sure you've seen it yourselves, where, here's an example. I had $150,000, it was like $145,000 mortgage on a house, and they kept selling my mortgage, and Bank of America bought it, I think the fourth time it got sold, and suddenly they were suing to take my house. And I went and said, look, the money was paid in escrow, the property tax is paid, and they started the suit to do it, and we had to counter-sue them to stop it. And I had to go out and get a real estate lawyer. And Bank of America was going to take the house, folks. And then did I file counterclaims? No, I don't have. The lawyers were telling me $50,000, $60,000 to go win a case, and the courts are so corrupt, I might have gotten lawyer's fees back for it. I'm about to go to Joyce Riley, who has a talk show, 7 to 10 in the morning here on Genesis as well, one of the longest-running shows here on Genesis. And so this is all going on everywhere, and a lot of good sheriffs have said, look, we can't repossess whole neighborhoods. We put a hold on this. They're getting sued. But the issue is that's one thing. Another is everywhere where we're mainly seeing small farms, small ranches, homes that are paid off, generally old people after they've had a heart attack or something. That's the MO I've seen in Austin and around the country. Then the police come, and a lot of times they're on the payroll. They themselves move into your house. I mean, it's now mainstream news. I've seen it in CNN and everywhere that in all these Texas towns, and they list them, they literally pull over old women and take their earrings, their wedding rings, and the cash out of their purse and tell them, get out of this town or I'm going to kill you. That's how America operates now. I mean, Boss Hogg is an angel. Illinois, it's in mainstream news, that in Chicago and everywhere, they just pull you over. They like your car. They just take it. It was on NPR nationally. Dallas Morning News, that the police pulled over thousands of nice cars, threw bags of chalk in, took people to jail and said, you're going to prison. That was cocaine unless you sign over your house and car to us. Now, that's some background. Here's Joyce Riley with what happened today. At the end of her show, this lady called in. They confirmed the lady's name, where she is in Missouri, and that the lady's in jail now. And then they had to go off air. The show was over. There were other shows programmed. There's no way with other shows like Gary Brownfield coming up that they could you know, keep going. That's why I have it set on overdrive so I can go internet only if I need to. And so Joyce continued to record. Folks were chomping at the bit to hear what happened. So she kept the lady online when her live show ended at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. And you're about to hear that. But to set the table, I know Joyce, because I listen some days when I'm driving into work, here on the local station, Joyce has really been on top of the fraud and how they're taking people's houses. But I want to explain something to you. They tried to take my little three-bedroom house 3 years ago, 4 years ago. It was about 5 years ago. Man, time's flying. Joyce Riley. It's getting worse and worse now, though. It's just amazing what's going on. Joyce, good to have you here with us.
I'll tell you, it is so important. It is unbelievably important that we have the opportunity and the ability through Genesis to be able to tell this message. And I really appreciate your coming on the air, allowing me to come on today because of this story. It needs to be told and it needs to be heard what just happened. This lady, I've been following her for several months, and she has been trying to save her home. Her job went off to China, you know, the whole story. I don't need to tell everybody that. But her daughter lost her home, so she brought her daughter and her grandchildren into her home, was paying for food, and got behind on her mortgage payments. She is desperately wanting to save her home. That's all she's got. Well, if they had been threatening her to take the home, and she found out that her original note had been paid as full when she wrote to them and asked them, do I owe anything? And they said, it is paid in full. Your mortgage is paid in full.
Let me stop you. I was listening to XM to a financial show, mainstream syndicated show, and they had an expert on saying that these mortgage companies, I forgot because I hadn't heard the story yet, Joyce, are running scams. So there's so many, I can't cover them all. I mean, that they sell them, and not just what Bank of America tried with me, that they then keep, they tell you it's paid when there's only one or two payments left. They let that build up and then don't notify you and take your house. Go ahead. Is that what happened?
That is so criminal. So criminal. Well, in this situation, that mortgage was sold, and the new mortgage company was not a lien holder on it. There was no equity interest, so they had nothing, no really dog in this game. So there was no equity interest from that mortgage company, but they were going to take her home. So she called the attention to the judge that there was no equity interest on the lien. So as a result of that, she's been fighting it for months now. She went to court. She stood up to the judge and said, you don't have jurisdiction over this. And lo and behold, they sent her a message through her neighbors, telling her neighbors they didn't want to be at home today at 9 o'clock. They warned the neighbors to stay away, that they were going to take her into jail for trespassing on her own property, basically.
Let me stop you. We're going to tell the rest of the story, but I've got to add this. The New London, Connecticut case, Kelo, a New London case, this is on record, folks. And we had all the experts on, and we had the witnesses on. It was even in the Wall Street Journal. And we had the family Gore Seafood from South Texas. Same thing happened to them. They don't just take your property for private interest now. These homes were paid for, generational homes there on the water, nice homes. They said, we're not going to pay you for your homes. We're condemning them. And if you fight us, we're then going to charge you interest and rent for the years you've been fighting us. And they took the homes and then charged them hundreds of thousands of dollars for taking their homes. Go ahead, Joyce.
So, I mean, they will find a reason to take your property. I was just talking to Derry Brownfield a few minutes ago. If you don't go along with NAIS, if you don't go along with whatever, they will find a way to take your home. Well, as a result, at 9 a.m. this morning, we had her on the phone. Well, we had her on the phone at from about 8 o'clock on. And I'm talking about Don Welch from Hillsboro, Missouri, which is over by St. Louis. We had her on the line for a full hour. She started telling us, well, they're driving up now. There's an ambulance that drove up. There's a Humvee that drove up. There's 9 police cars out there. The sheriff's department is there. The police officer is there. And she walked us through this as this started to happen.
Okay, so she knew they were coming, so she called you, and then right as the show ends, they hit. Continue. Spell out her name as best you know it so we can get an article up on InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com about this, Joyce.
Okay, it's Don Welch, D-A-W-N-W-E-L-C-H, from Hillsboro, Missouri. She was filming it with the video. She had people on the outside filming this and documenting it. So there is film of what happened. The police went around to the back door right at about 10:30 this morning. Now, we went off the air, and John from Genesis and Ted were kind enough to allow us to continue recording there at Genesis, so we've got it all for people to hear. But what happened was she continued to tell us the reason why she believed in what she was doing and why she had to do this, and she had to stand up for everybody, not just herself, but for everybody. So at about 10:30 then, all of the people gathered around her door, and they started yelling at her to come out. She she would not open the door. She would not go out. They then took the battering ram and began to knock down her door. And this part that we have recorded that hopefully you can play is absolutely chilling. It is so frightening. And Jim Percy, who was on the line with me, said, "This is what I went to Vietnam for. This is why I thought in Vietnam was to come home to have my people treated like this."
And let me stop you, Joyce. I want to the Bloomberg reported when it was at $9.4 trillion. That would have paid off all mortgages, not mortgages in arrears, no, not mortgages just to poor people, all mortgages from $50 million houses to $100,000 bungalows, all mortgages when it passed $9 trillion. Now they have spent, according to Bloomberg and AP, $14.8 trillion. That would pay off all mortgages, all credit cards, all car loans. But here's the deal. We've got to pay for all that with interest to the banks we gave it to. We give them our money, then we pay interest on it. We pay them to be slaves. So again, if we're going to have socialism, ladies and gentlemen, the point is all the houses would have been paid for. We're not getting any of this, Joyce. This is unbelievable.
It is, and they're wanting any excuse to take your property. Like I said, if you don't go with
Joyce, they tried to take my little house.
Yeah,
they tried to take the
letter in your property. I don't care what the excuse is. They want your property, and they are going to get it. That's their goal. So Don realizes this, and Don was standing strong. 54-year-old, 125-pound grandmother. She was told to have her children out of there because of the marriage license that allows the state to have control over the children. Had the children been there, they would have carted them off to DFS and said she was endangering the lives of her children and would have put them into foster homes. So she didn't have her children, she had her daughter there, who is, of course, above age, and then her grandchildren were off the property at the time. They came to get her animals. They came to get all of her belongings. We don't know what has happened because after you hear this, you will realize that Don was not treated very well.
And by the way, we need to go to the courthouse when they try to sell it off. And show the little criminals. It'll probably be local bureaucrats trying to get the house because they always have these little private, little secret auctions for themselves, little boss hogs.
Mm-hmm.
Joyce, how long is this clip we're going to play?
It should be about 5 minutes to the point where they break in and they totally subdue her. Is approximately about 5 minutes. If we can cut right to the chase, and I think John's got it right there, it may be only about 2 minutes from the time.
No, that's fine. In fact, I want to play more of this. I want to hear the buildup, if that's okay, Joyce, because you said you were going for 30 minutes before this happened. Maybe we should, let's do this. Let's talk about, because I know I've been told and I've also heard you guys are really covering this. I know we've been covering it some, but not as much as we should. Break down what you've been seeing, the different tricks they're playing, because there's so many tricks. I don't know them all. I'm just, you know, I've seen what happened to my grandparents and what happened to, you know, my dad and what happened to me with chicanery, with the criminals that run government that have hijacked the nation. So let's walk through that till the eight after in about 15 minutes, because I want a lot of stations join us in the second hour that don't carry the first. Let's recap, go over all that's happening, some of the background you have, and we'll play that at 8 after. Okay, Joyce?
Okay, you've got it.
Okay, so without me interrupting, lay out again what's happened, and then let's spend the rest of the time we have, the next two short segments, getting into what your own knowledge is on this.
Okay, the situation is a woman has refused to let go of her house. She does not want her property to be taken away, so she does everything to defend that. Now, she was working with Jim Percy, who has written a book called Am I the Only American That Thinks This Way? When he found out that this kind of fraudulent activity was taking place, she then began to be really empowered, because she listens to Genesis, to be empowered to do the right thing to save her property. So she submitted to the judge the paperwork showing that her mortgage was, in fact, paid in full. The second mortgage company later on, who purchased that mortgage, then tried to foreclose on her. Now, as Representative Marcy Kamptor said on Do not let people take your home if it is, if they do not have an equity.
Joyce, start over. Your phone cut out. Who is the representative? Start over.
Representative Marcy Kaptur went on television on CNN and said, if people do not have an equity interest on that lien, they do not have a right to your property. In other words, if they're selling mortgages back and forth and over and over and over again, and we know that they usually get 10 times the amount of money put on their books for a simple loan, then she said, you do not have to give up your home. And she was encouraging people to be squatters, to stay in their home, because that company, that mortgage company, does not have an equity.
Well, there's been court rulings. There's been a bunch of them that have found that way.
That's right. That have found for the homeowner. And they're saying, no, you can't take that home. Well, as a result of that, she got really empowered and decided to become very strong and save her home. Not just for her, but representing all the other people in this country who are about to have the same thing happen to them.
That's right. Joyce, stay there.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make a change to organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's Shentrition, Shentrition.com, or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
We normally begin simulcasting the syndicated radio show at PrisonPlanet.tv in a visual format, TV format, in the last 2 hours. But more and more, we end up doing 3-4 hours of the show, and we've just gone live at PrisonPlanet.tv for all the members that watch there. And then, of course, it's posted as an archive at the end of the show each day. And then folks rip it to the four winds all over the Internet with millions and millions of views every week. Very, very effective. That's why they're shutting down Google Videos, announced they're totally shutting down. YouTube is going from a user format to a format that is corporate, and that this is all being announced. And I keep telling people, and they go, oh, they're not getting rid of Google Video. They're not going to start restricting YouTube. Yeah, they are. And so we better start using these sub-sites and make them the biggest sites out there because YouTube is a thing of the past. While it's still big and somewhat still open, we've got to use it because that's where the people are. It's bigger than all the other big video sites combined. Going to Joyce Riley, Genesis talk show host, and coming up in about 10, 15 minutes, we're going to play this clip at the 8 after. So I guess it's in 12 minutes. Joyce Riley continuing. So this lady had a note paid in full, but they don't care. They just sold the mortgage to another company and claimed you own money. And I've seen so many mainstream news articles where they admit these fraudulent companies will just take people's houses that have already paid many, many times, just outright fraud, and they even lose in court cases and just pay the multi-million dollar fines, but that they'll steal billions and then pay millions. So you're saying in this case, you were already aware of this case then, that this was clearly fraud. So the police came in there in Missouri, continue from there.
I don't know her situation in paying. I do know that when Wachovia took over the mortgage, they then said they were not going to honor the previous mortgage company of saying that the note had been paid in full. So since Wachovia was not on the lien, did not have an equity interest, that's when she went to the judge. And see, she said, you don't have jurisdiction, you can't take this house because Wachovia has no room to do this. And that is what began to take place, was the fight with the sheriff and with the county to try and take her home. So Dawn Welch then prepared herself for this and decided that she had to make a stand. And it's time that people start making a stand and not just giving up, because it's so easy to give up or renegotiate or whatever, and she didn't feel that that was the situation here. She has lost her job. She has no money. Evidently, they were not willing to work with her, but I don't know that to be a fact. So I'm just simply saying that
You're working with somebody that was working with her, and you had her on today, and then you had to go off air because the show was over. We have this audio coming up. But Joyce, in the rest of this segment, the next segment, before we get to this audio here on the show for people, what you ended the last segment with is key. The number of homeless has doubled. They're now arresting homeless, making them live in shelters, charging them rent, saying they've got to work to pay that rent. We're talking about slave labor and the poorhouse, the debtor's prison, being reinstituted here. And as the economy continues to be imploded by design, we have the IMF, World Bank, Bilderberg Group documents. They are engineering this by design, Joyce. A lot of arrogant people out there that don't care about this lady need to understand they're next.
That's right. Just like Gary Brownfield was saying, you know, we were talking about this as being part of the plan to get private property. There is a desire and a goal to get private property. I don't care for what reason they use. Well, in this case, Dawn was standing tall. And I think when people hear this absolutely chilling break-in at her house that was live on the air this morning, or that was live with us this morning at 10:30 a.m. Central Time, people need to get that clip from Genesis. It's on the front page of Genesis now. It's posted there. People need to get that and download it, send it out to all their email, and get people aware of this. Because this is where we've come to, where innocent people who are doing nothing, who are not given trillions of dollars to bail them out, are now having to pay the price. And she paid the price dearly. Now, as we said, she had her...
Joyce, stay there. Got a break. Back in 70 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.